So you guys might want to come a whole lot closer because I had some lovely pictures on PowerPoint, but our PowerPoint's not working. So I'm just gonna hold them up. But well, they're not that big. Yeah. I don't have a six. Okay, if you're new to youth group, we ask leaders occasionally through the year to speak, usually when Chris is away, and Chris is actually away at prayer retreat. Him and Jamie and Bob and Corrine are all there, and while they're away, we get leaders to answer the question, "Why am I a Christian today?" I have avoided this for 7 years. That's how much I enjoy being up here. So, why am I a Christian today? First of all, this is me. I love gardening. I love adventures, traveling. I love coffee dates. I love bacon. I love Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Actually, I love Han Solo, to be honest. I love teenagers and I love people in general. And I love Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yes. Woo! I talk to him all day. If I could, I would talk about him all day, which is probably why God has put me here to work, because there's an awful lot of places I'd get in a lot of trouble if I talked about Jesus all day. I've been married for 27 years. Yes. It's not all mine doing. Rick, my husband, he loves Jesus. He serves others. He's an elder on the board. He is the most generous person that I know. You know my girls, Jennifer and Sarah. They love Jesus, and they serve in different ministries. They invite others to church and to youth, and I see them trying to work out life following Jesus. I couldn't ask for more. I'm amazed by just that. I'm amazed because it really, really surprises me. If you told me that I would be here today talking to you guys about this, that I would work here, that I would care about any of these things, even 15 years ago, I wouldn't have believed you. But I really would have wanted to. So, everybody loves a happy ending, right? You guys are going to have to come really close for my pictures. So learning about Daniel the last few weeks has brought up a lot of thoughts and a lot of questions. And I was reminded a lot about when I was a teenager. Not that I can relate to Daniel or his friends at all. I was like the Babylonians. They didn't know much about God either. So my story, or some of it, my happy ending is this. So this is a photo of my baptism. So, do you recognize anybody in that picture? I'm in the middle.
Is that Bob?
No. That's Jared. I have the Jorgensens beside me. I have Sarah on the other side of me, and the little blonde-haired boy there is Seth Casper. So, yeah, he's so little. And this is me going under. So that is the end. That's when my old life ended. I died. I was 35. I did. I died, and Jesus gave me a new life that day. Yeah. So if you didn't know, I wasn't always a Christian. And the sad part is, I didn't know anyone who really was. I have another picture. This one you guys will like even better. This is me in grade 9. Isn't that lovely? So I was going to Cold Lake Public School. Everybody knows where Cold Lake Public is? It's Cold Lake Elementary School in the north. That's Cold Lake Public. Used to go to grade 9. Actually, used to go to grade 12. You all know someone like me. I got okay grades. I worked really hard to squeak onto that honor roll. I played volleyball, basketball. I was involved in tons of stuff in grade 9, Students Union, yearbook, but I was different for a few reasons. Most of the kids in my class had been together since kindergarten, so I had only been there since grade 2, and even though I was in grade 9, I still felt like an outsider. Cold Lake was really tiny then. My parents had been divorced and remarried. Nothing different today, but then it was. It was odd, and having a different last name from my parents was something that I had to explain over and over again. I had a stepsister. Nobody else in my class did. Although she was 2 years older than me, she was actually in my class. How does that work? She wasn't squeaking onto the honor roll. So she repeated grade 4 and grade 7. My sister was pretty. She was funny. She was older than me and everybody else in the class. And flirty and very popular. Maybe for a lot the wrong reasons. She only came to live with us in grade 7, actually. We shared a room. I told her all my secrets, my secret crushes. I really looked up to her and loved her very much. And I still do. We were really close. I was brokenhearted when I found out that my mom was taking her to the city for an abortion. I had such a hard time with it. I couldn't get my thoughts or my feelings straight. I was angry, angry at her. I was angry at my mom. I knew in my heart that it was wrong somehow, but I didn't have anything to understand why. My mom thought it was, I don't think my mom was happy about it, but my mom thought it was okay, my daughter thought it was okay to do, and my sister, she never said a word. It wasn't long after that that she ran away with her boyfriend. Obviously, she wasn't okay. She didn't say goodbye. She ran away during the school day. After school, I was so afraid to go home and tell my parents. I actually hid in the locker room. I figured there was a shower and a sink and a toilet. I could just live there. But a teacher came and got me, and she took me home, and I think she told my parents because I was hiding in my basement. So there had been a baby, and then there wasn't. I'd had a sister, and then she was gone. I was so angry. But I didn't know why. If you were my friend in grade 9, and you were my Christian friend in grade 9, what would you have told me? Would you have been able to understand? Would you have been able to tell me why I was angry? Why my heart told me something was wrong? Okay, another funny photo. This is me. Actually, this is me in, let's see, grade 10. It's a little bit better, but I still have the glasses. I have, like, perfect feathered hair there. Totally 80s. So, I made the high school volleyball team, but just barely. Yes, my marks were still good. Since my sister ran away, I didn't hang out with the same group of friends anymore. I still had a couple of close friends, and suddenly I was in a really big school. Felt like a big school. I went to Grand Center High School, and that's where Cold Middle School is now. So a whole bunch of grade 9 kids all together all of a sudden. It was very cool and overwhelming. I have an aunt who my family always compared me to. Do you guys ever have that in your family? You have somebody that you look just like? I hated that. Anybody else hate that? No? You like that? I hated it. Mostly because my aunt was sick a lot. She had a disease. She almost died once, and my cousin had come to live with us for a whole year, and he was really a brat. I did not want to be like her. Then I started getting sick a lot. An embarrassing kind of sick where I had the runs a lot and was terrified of having an accident at school, in high school. That would have been horrific. And I was tired all the time. I couldn't keep up in gym class, never mind on the volleyball team. But I knew I wasn't going to be like my aunt, so I just kept pretending nothing was the matter. Then, something even more embarrassing, I developed something called an abscess and was in too much pain to sit on the bus. If you're really curious, you can ask me what that is, but it's just really yucky and painful and embarrassing, and the last thing you want to show a doctor when you're 14. But what do you do when you can't even ride the bus? So after surgery, a bunch of tests, too many embarrassing moments that I won't relate, I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, just like my aunt. Again, I was so angry. If there was a God, I wanted to know, why me? What had I done to deserve this? To be the girl with a disease? So I told, that's not who I wanted to be. I told everybody I had food poisoning. But every time I had a flare-up, I told everybody I had food poisoning. They must have thought my mom was the worst cook on the planet. I've apologized to my mom since. But I didn't want people to know. I was hurt, I was really angry, and I was embarrassed. What would you have said if you were my friend? Would you have offered to pray for me? Would you have told me that God wasn't angry with me? That he loved me? My Nana told me once, after my grandpa had done something really horribly awful, that one day God would make him pay for that. She told me, she said, one day she'd be able to say he got what he deserved. She was bitter and she was angry at the time, and I wondered, with Crohn's disease, what had I done? So, grade 11, grade 12, this one's really cute. I met a boy. Oh, ew. Do you know that boy, Jen? This is actually a selfie. Wow. Well, it's because I used a timer on a camera, actually. But, so, summer 1984. So I met a boy, a wonderful boy. He was chivalrous. He opened doors for me. He paid for anything I wanted to eat or drink. He took me to nice places. He always had me home 10 minutes before my curfew. He was kind. He was funny, honest, and generous. He was handsome. He played on the junior B team and had a really sweet truck. Name is Rick. Yeah. I drew the line in the sand when we started dating. I said that I really wanted to wait until my wedding night before I had sex. He supported me right off the bat, 100%. And we truly both meant it. But we didn't have much for a reason why. It was a romantic idea. It was a moral thing. People tell you you should wait. It was about reputation. That time you could either have a reputation of being, in my day it was called frigid, that you were prudish, that you never did anything wrong, or you would be somebody that was easy. And there really wasn't anybody in between. All those things, romance, romantic idea, high idol, high ideals, all that, it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough to stand on. And I knew in my heart that there was a bigger reason, but I didn't know what it was. If I had a Christian friend, if you were my friend, would you have told me why I should wait? Would you have had a different reason that it was a romantic idea? Would I have known to ask you? Our small group has a list of people that we're praying for. They are all people that we think unlikely to acknowledge God or choose to follow him. I was one of them. I am both amazed and incredibly thankful because I was really unlikely. I went to Sunday school at the United Church. This is how unlikely I was. I went to Sunday school when I was really little at the United Church, and they had something called confirmation classes there. I failed confirmation classes. Who fails confirmation classes? I didn't pass because I could not figure out who the ghost was that was in that church. They talked about the Holy Spirit. And I was like, I don't want any spirits haunting me. I'm not inviting anybody in. So I was a little bit unlikely. I didn't understand. But over and over, I asked questions to me. Who else would I ask? Over and over, I looked for answers. Over and over, I didn't know. Then as an adult, I met a family. They stood out. They talked about God. They prayed. And when we went for dinner, they would say grace. They weren't perfect, but I knew that they loved Jesus. Then we watched them as they lost their son. He was in his second year of university. We watched as the church gathered around them, loved them, fed them, cried with them. People slept over with their teenage kids so that they wouldn't have to be alone at night. We went to the funeral and we were overwhelmed. We stood at the back, actually, and because the church was packed. And we stood at the back and watched as this family praised God for the gift that they had, for having their son even just for that long. Their daughters got up and they sang, "Blessed be your name." That's always special. They praised God in their pain and they thanked him. This family was our Daniel and his friends. This, whatever it was, it stood out. This is what I was missing. I was standing in the back, and honestly, I must have just looked stunned. And I was standing in the back, and I elbowed Rick, and I was like, "Do you think you could go to this church?" And he just, same stunned look on his face, said, "Uh-huh." And that's when things started to change. It wasn't very long after that that I was baptized. I wonder how life would have been for grade 9 Kareem if someone had stood out then. Was there someone who I could have asked my questions? Someone who might have prayed for me? Would I have another niece or nephew? Or would I have at least understood the anger and frustration that I felt then? Hebrews 10:16 says, "I will put my laws on their hearts and I will write them on their minds." My heart knew. It was there. I just didn't understand. I really wanted to. Would I still have Crohn's disease? Yeah. I've done the weeks in the hospital. I've done the surgery. I've done the terrible side effects. The pain. I've done it without Jesus. I've also gone through it with Jesus. It's so different. So much easier. I would never want to do it without him again. Would I still be married to Rick? I think so. God's hand is in our lives even when we don't know it. Would our dating life have been different? Yeah, I hope so. Because we would have had something more to stand on than just ideals. She got it working? Yay. So you guys know that I love you. You guys know that, right? Yeah. You know that all your leaders love you and want to see you grow in your faith and your love for God, grow in your knowledge, work out life with Jesus. But I listen to Daniel and I wonder. I think about him and I think about, what about the Babylonians? King Nebuchadnezzar watched and saw something different in Daniel and his friends. Did anyone else? Were there other people watching? Was there other people that saw them, that they stood out? Was there other people that acknowledged God, that knew God because of them? Nebuchadnezzar did, right? And he acknowledged God, knew who he was. I'm sure that there were others. And I think about your friends. I think about the kids at your school. I didn't know any Christians. Do they? Do you stand out? I really needed someone. Someone like you. So that's why I'm a Christian today. Be- because I know what it's like not to have Jesus. That's also why I'm here at youth, because I don't want you to be without him, and or your friends. So in your small groups, my questions are in there. You guys can try and answer them. Think of Corrine in grade 9, if she's up there. Don't laugh at the glasses when you're thinking of Corrine in grade 9. Think of the kids in your school. Do you stand out? And how would you answer if you did stand out and I asked? All right. That's it. Leaders, your small group questions are back there, and there's Bibles there. You might want to take one with you. And can I just pray for you guys quick before you go? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. Lord, be with these groups as they talk about their friends, they talk about each other, they talk about where they stand. And Lord, just bless them in their conversations. Give our leaders wisdom and compassion and understanding. And Lord, yeah, just be with them in their groups tonight. Amen.